I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. In the Spencer's 19th century gallery stands a macabre bronze sculpture. A shrouded skeletal figure rises from the grave. Bits of flesh and facial hair still cling to his bones, and his mouth opens to touch the lips of the voluptuous young woman he embraces. She is nude and limp, her long flowing hair wreathed with poppies. Who might this dissimilar pair be? Could the haggard skeleton be Death, taking a maiden in the prime of youth? Or could this phantom be the woman's dead lover, rising to claim her at the moment of her demise? Inscribed on a tombstone is the sculpture's French title, Et toujours, et jamais, which may be translated as, and always, and never. The sculptor, Émile Hébert, created this work during the Romantic era, with its taste for poignant tales of lost love and tragic death. When it was exhibited at the Paris Salon of 1859, Hébert's contemporaries speculated widely on the meaning of the sculpture and its title. Hébert, for his part, never divulged the identities of the cadaver and the maiden, leaving future generations to ponder their eternal enigma. With thanks to Anna Smith for her text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.